This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The night is warm across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze provides some relief. Perfect conditions for a night stroll or simply enjoying the evening air. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. A Hezbollah drone attack sent thousands to shelters in northern Israel. The Israel Defense Forces launched an interceptor missile but lost contact with the target. This comes from JNS. Also, earlier this hour, an IDF probe revealed devastating losses in Kibbutz Holit. Hamas terrorists killed 13 civilians and took 9 hostages during the attack. The Jerusalem Post has the details. Also this hour, an investigation from Walla shows the IDF failed to protect residents of Kibbutz Holit. The army presented these findings to the bereaved families and the kibbutz community. Separately, Netanyahu's court testimony was cancelled due to an unspecified security reason. This report is from I-24 News. And finally, from earlier today, a seismic shift in Israeli politics. Opposition leaders Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett have formed a joint party. The Forward has more on this development. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News, a prominent news outlet, highlighted the IDF's struggle against Hezbollah's explosive drones. They call it a significant threat in the north. In a post from earlier, i24news_en shared more on the cancellation of Netanyahu's court testimony, urging readers to find out more on their platform. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Eng reported that Iran is proposing a three-phase regional deal, beginning with a full ceasefire. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Hezbollah attack, the IDF's response involved an interceptor missile, but the target vanished from their trackers. The threat of drones from Lebanon is escalating, presenting a severe challenge to Israel's defense. Civilians in the north are on high alert, with shelters becoming a regular refuge. JNS provides these insights. Turning to the IDF investigation into Kibbutz Holit, the probe highlights significant security lapses that allowed the deadly Hamas attack. Walla reports that families of victims heard directly about these failures from military officials. The community is grappling with the tragedy as they demand accountability. Meanwhile, the cancellation of Netanyahu's court appearance raises questions amid heightened security concerns. I-24 News did not specify the reasons, but the timing coincides with increased regional tensions. This development might have political and legal implications. On the political front, Lapid and Bennett's alliance marks a new chapter in Israeli politics. Having successfully challenged Netanyahu before, their renewed partnership could reshape the political landscape. The Forward explores how this could impact upcoming elections. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports Israelis rank among the top AI users for stock market investment. A survey places Israel 7th globally for using AI in investment research, reflecting high technology engagement. Separately, Walla Business highlights a new stance from the Ministry of Finance. Employers will not receive compensation if they furlough workers, even for a day. This decision could affect business operations significantly. And finally, CTech reports on ServiceNow's $7.75 billion acquisition of Armis. This move underscores a growing focus on AI security, despite pressures in the stock market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.